Blog Talk Radio.
All right, all right. Thanks for tuning in. This is Hope for All Radio Show, and I'm your host, Riz, coming to you live once again, each and every night, 6:30 p.m. Delaware's only show that's giving it to you raw and uncut, how it is. My main purpose for this show, like I tell y'all, is pretty much to expose Delaware's corruption. I've been shut out by the news media, the newspapers. They refused to put my story in the paper concerning my 14-year-old mentally challenged daughter who was beaten, raped. She's seen a police officer shot. She's seen a girl shot in the head. And despite all of this, I mean, they violated her rights. They violated my rights. And despite all of this, they refused to put my story in the paper because of its continence that talks about Governor Jack Markell, talks about Gretchen Gilchrist. Gretchen Gilchrist is my former lawyer, my former attorney, which she is now a new commissioner at Kent County Family Court. But we'll get to that in a second. It also talks about just different aspects of the case, as well as Ms. Gilchrist's other client, because Ms. Gilchrist, I mean, I'm not the only client that Ms. Gretchen C. Gilchrist has messed over on and left hanging, you know what I mean, during the case. I'm pretty sure she has plenty of other clients that I might not be aware of. And if you are listening, any clients of Gretchen C. Gilchrist, who was formerly at 11 West Commerce Street in Smyrna, Delaware, please reach out to me. You can give me a call at area code 323-642-1559. I would love to hear from you. You can call into the show. Or you can email me at mcassociates@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you and love to assist you if I can as far as locating Ms. Gilchrist. Now, like I've been stating, we have some conflicts brewing in the Kent County Family Court. Now, you know, they already put out an article back in 2014 about Kent County Courthouse and how they are not for the children. And they're just for pretty much the only ones who benefits is the judges, the lawyers, the commissioners, everyone who works there. But, I mean, it's supposed to be a family court. It's supposed to be for the families and the children. So how in the world is the judges and the lawyers benefiting and not the children? Something's going on. So that's why I said, do not just let the state or your counsel or whoever's your counsel or counselor or representative tell you anything. You have to look into things for yourself. It's crazy because this, it reminds me of this young lady I had a conversation with. I believe it was currently at the beginning of last month, October. And she was having a hard time with her children. I believe her children got removed from her because of he said, she said between her and her ex-husband. Now, mind you, this is he said, she said. This is no documentation, no proof. And this woman lost her kids behind her ex-husband. And come to find out, the ex-husband was a drug user, and the kids it was just a bad situation. And this all transpired from Kent County Family Court, mind you, because they took the ex-husband's word because he had a job and the mother didn't have a job. I mean, you can't just look at stuff at face value. You have to have facts, evidence, proof, something, not just, oh, yeah, he said this, she said this. This is when we do that in court. Oh, have mercy. If they can do that, well, I can win a whole lot of cases like that. And I'm pretty sure if anybody else, too. But I'm just praying it all worked out for the young lady. Kent County Courthouse and their conflict is between Ms. Gretchen C. Gilchrist And my ex-husband's father, which is my mentally challenged 14-year-old daughter's grandfather, Dwight L. Harris I. Now, he is a bailiff at Kent County Family Courthouse. And Miss Gilchrist, excuse me, Miss Gilchrist represented me against my ex-husband, and a situation came up where I reported to her about my mentally challenged daughter being exposed to pornography all these years because of going back and forth from my household to the Harris household. Now, I've lived in the same Harris household, so I'm speaking on facts because I've witnessed it my own self when I was 16, when I was a minor. Now, I'm not the only minor that's been in that household in that basement, or even his, so when I say his friends, I mean the friends that I know of that comes out of Kent County Family Court. So that's how I know some of his friends, which when I mean his friends, I mean Mr. Harris I, the bailiff at Kent County Family Courthouse. They've been over there. Everybody's been in the basement. I mean, the basement was pretty much the chill spot. So you would never think nothing of it because everybody goes down in the basement. Wrong, people. The basement is Mr. Harris's domain, and that domain is, I mean, even though he uses it for his children to send the company downstairs, he still has pornography on the TV. Now, if you know you have pornography on the TV, why would you not take the necessary precautions so others that come into your household will not be, that stuff will not be easy to access? Obviously, that just shows you that's pure negligence. You know what I mean? Pure negligence. That just shows you there's no care. I mean, that's why I say it was a lack of supervision when my daughter went over there. Unfortunately, it's just a hard situation, point blank. But at the same time, what I'm doing by speaking out against it, which I should have spoke out against it when I was 16 and all through the years, but at the same time, I didn't because of being in fear of retaliation, pretty much. And what I mean by retaliation, I mean from the Harris household, because them people is from, they'll do pretty much whatever it takes to, you know what I mean, just to shut you up, put it that way. I mean, I guess they thought they were going to get somewhere when they hired this big state representative, Mr. Sean Lynn, to go up against me. Now, before I got my attorney, Gretchen C. Gilchrist, I was representing my own self, and then I had to acquire her services because it got a little technical with stuff I definitely didn't know what I didn't know what it was about. But before that, the judges at Kent County Family Court in April of 2015 recused themselves off of my case because of conflict with Mr. Harris, the bailiff. Now, you know, people, this is not who the court case was against. It was against his son. Not him, not the father, but the son. So why are you jumping off the case now? And mind you, I've been in court. And my court cases have been held at Kent County Family Court since 2002. We are in 2016. So every single time I went in there and pretty much had a hissy fit, asking them for my court case to be changed to another court because of favoritism, I've always got denied. But this is 2016. And these judges want to recuse themselves. Excuse me, in 2015, the judges want to recuse themselves. Wait a minute. Y'all just now want to pull yourself? Oh, you know why? They all probably sitting up there with the pornography, too. So now they want to recuse themselves because they don't want nothing to come out. Mm-mm. That's just my opinion. If that's the case, they should have recused themselves all through these years, not just now in 2015. That's just no funny to me, point blank. It's funny. That's really wrong. Very, very wrong. They should have been recused themselves instead of sitting here holding me hostage pretty much in Kent County Family Court, having to take those stupid having to take those stupid, pretty much I say, deals. But this is what happens when you're young and you don't have the knowledge that you need when it comes to dealing with this. So that's why I tell you people, you have to educate yourself. It's very important that you educate yourself. Or if you can't educate yourself, by all, please get the help before you sign any documentation. Always read before you sign anything. I know that's the number one thing. Read before you sign anything. Because if you don't, you might get jacked up. But at the end of the day, never be fearful about what you're doing when it's right. That's one thing I learned over the years, going through a lot of trials and tribulations in my life. I've learned to not to be fearful when it's right. I mean, people are going to get mad when you're doing the right thing. You're going to have a lot of haters. That's for sure. You're definitely going to have some haters. But at the same time, so what? As long as you're doing the right thing, keep it pushing. Keep doing what you're doing. Let them haters watch you from the backside. Because at the end of the day, they just mad that you're doing something about whatever you're doing, and they're not. And then you have the haters that you're speaking up against. They're mad because their stuff is on Front Street. So they're like, oh, my goodness, this person is messing with my livelihood. But, I mean, you're messing with another person's livelihood, especially these courts. They're definitely messing with people's livelihoods, okay? So this is exactly why you definitely have to stand up. It don't matter if it's a courthouse or a judge. Who cares? If they're wrong, they're wrong. Stand up for your rights. Do what you got to do. Write papers. Write to whoever you got to do. Write to the president. I don't care who it is. You get the writing. It is. Let me tell you something. It is power in the pen, okay? It is definitely power in the pen. So just get the writing, do what you got to do, period. Tell you about Patricia Blevin. Now, I touched on that topic, but I got to keep touching on it because it's a blessing. And I know Patricia Blevin is the former president of the House of Senate in Delaware. Now, after 26 years of holding her position as president of the House of Senate, she's out of there. She's no longer a president. She's no longer a president of the House of Senate. Thanks be to God. Oof. The 14 other senators, in order for her to have retained her seat in her reelection, the 14 senators that's in the House of Senate would have to vote her back in. They did not vote her back in. They voted her butt out of there. Now, like I say, God don't like ugly. But that lady was so mean. She was very mean. I mean, she had the audacity to write me an email that told me that the vote stopped with her, and she told me to stop it and move on. When she said stop it, she was telling me stop writing. Don't write no more. Stop writing. Just move on. Like, who she think she was talking to? That was not nice. That wasn't cool. That made me write even more. I mean, she just totally disrespected me. After I'm going through what I'm going through with my 14-year-old mentally challenged daughter. Not even that. Even Ms. Gilchrist as a client, Ms. Doe, I mean, the lady was just wrong. But you see what happened? Her butt ain't there no more. Now you got this newcomer, Anthony Del Colo. Now, we're going to see what Mr. Anthony Del Colo is about. He's a Republican. He's a newcomer. He's a young guy. Let's see. He got that Jersey blood in him because I see he's from Seton Hall University, right? Right around where I used to live at. We're going to see now. Because not normally, everybody's different. People are who they are. But we're just going to see. But I'm definitely can't wait to have a conversation with this young man. Because, I mean, still have things going on. still have to, I'm still fighting for Mia's rights, still fighting for my rights, still fighting for Ms. Gretchen Gilchrist's vote to be rescinded and for her to be removed from that commissioner's position because she is not qualified and she lied on her boards and commission application. When I state that she lied on her boards and commission application, which Governor Markell and his whole cabinet are aware of because everybody got it, even Senator Coons is aware of it too. Senator Christopher Coons is aware of Gretchen C. Gilchrist in family court lying on her board's commission application. She lied because it's a question that asks if she has any conflict with her appointment in regards to financial holdings or any income. Yes, she was getting income. She was getting income from her other clients as well as myself. So that's a conflict right there. I mean, the woman knew she was going up for a commissioner's position. She didn't say anything to none of her clients until after she was confirmed. Now, that was grimy because after she was confirmed, they allowed her to just drop all her clients in the middle of their cases, in the middle. How can that be fair? That's not fair for the clients. The clients are the ones that need the help. You understand what I'm saying? So how can they just allow a lawyer to drop their client in the middle of the case and the client has no help whatsoever? No help whatsoever. That's totally, totally wrong. That's why that law, I don't even know if it's a law. I'm still trying to find that. That's one thing I know. When you're trying to get some answers in Delaware, you have so many people that try to block you from getting the answers. But the devil is a liar. Knocking until somebody let me in until I find something. Because it doesn't make any sense for them to allow attorneys to just, jump ship like that. Like, ooh, what? No. Mm-mm. That's not cool. Not cool at all. And this was Governor Markell's doing. This is not the first time he's done it either. He's used to doing this type of foolishness. And when I say foolishness, that's exactly what it is. Because if he was a person that cared about people, that truly, truly cared about people, he wouldn't allow that to go down like that. Not at all. He definitely wouldn't allow that to go down. But definitely not so. I'm just glad that's why the court, they want closed court and family court, because that's what the article was about in 2014 when it was written. It was about opening up the court to the public with the hearings, because all the hearings at family court, nobody can go in there here. So if you have a family member that's there with you, they can't go in there. They have to sit out pretty much. So it's crazy how they have things going. It can't continue on like this. Something has to happen. It's been several articles in the newspaper pertaining to closed court because people want the court to be public, to be open, so we can know what's going on. By the public not knowing what's going on, that's bias. It's making it hard for us. You don't know what the world's transpiring. Too many secrets. Too many secrets. Now, I know y'all see what's going on this television. Y'all don't hear. With the president-elect, Lord have mercy. That's all I can say. But at the same time, just remain optimistic. You know what I mean? You got to keep the hope alive. And you just got to keep fighting for what's right. That's it. Never give up. Don't ever give up. And my thoughts and prayers go out to the four officers that were shot this after today. It's sickening out here. The world. It's off the chain right now. It's definitely off the chain, unfortunately. Definitely. I mean, I don't know what in the world is going to transpire, but I'm just hoping and praying that everything will be all right. It is, and it will. It will in due time. I mean, like I say, I got to remain optimistic. I can't look at the things in the negative. So when President Obama and Michelle were moving into the White House, if he allowed ethnic women, I don't think so. I think they all moved at one time. He didn't move. He didn't move himself in and then move his family in. So how come President Trump is moving himself in and leaving his wife and his son back at home? See, y'all got to understand, President Trump, that man's a piece of work. That lady, what's her name? Oh, Lord, geez. Not Ivanka. Ivanka. However you say her name. Excuse me. Milani, something like that. I can't even pronounce the woman's name. Trump's wife, Mrs. Trump. That woman looks like she is scared. Behind that smile is a lot of pain and a lot of stuff going on. She just looks like she has to pretty. She's like a little puppy dog. She got to do whatever he says. I mean, even when they were doing an interview and the man and Merkanish asked if she was going to do any more speeches, I mean, she pretty much, Donald Trump answered for her. Now, you can tell what kind of man that is. He's nasty. He's a nasty man now. When I say nasty man, I'm talking about his demeanor and his attitude. Now, I have a right to my own freedom of speech, and I know we have some, a lot of Trump supporters. That's fine, but you got to see stuff for what it is. The man has no respect for women. So how you think he got respect for his own wife? I don't think so. That woman looked like she's scared. She can't do what she want to do. And, I mean, she would have had the chance to be out of that hellhole of a marriage if only those cases with those women went forward. But it didn't. So that was just a letdown for her probably. But I'm hoping and praying that she would find a way out of that situation and just stand up for herself. What's she going to do? What's he going to do? Deport her? I mean, she better act like she know him. Blackmail that man or whatever she got to do, get some dirt on him, and do what she got to do. But I just see so much pain behind her smile and stuff. Just when the cameras are not really, really on her and it's on Donald Trump, but you see her from the side, she just looks like, oh, my gosh, really? I got to be here. But, I mean, that's how some women are. They're living in, you know what I mean, living in horror, living in a bad situation. And you never know why they're living in that situation. That's the whole thing with this domestic violence and stuff. It's not all about the physical, it's about the mental abuse. And 9 times out of 10, the mental abuse is way worse than the physical. Yes, physical is worse, but mental abuse, that can scar you for, I mean, just like the physical, it can both scar you for life. But mental abuse, that ain't nothing to be messed with. Trust me. Being a thick skin, Donald Trump has none whatsoever. How in the world are you going to be mad because SNL is making fun of you? Really, though? SNL been around for so many years that made fun of all these presidents. He is not the only president has been made fun of. He better get it together. I got to tell my kids, sticks and stones may break your bones, but words will never hurt you. That goes to you, Donald Trump. That's a shame. He actually got mad because he actually was upset because they was getting on him. It's not Alec Baldwin's fault that he can depict you very well. Shoot. Maybe if you acted a certain kind of way, they wouldn't be making fun of you that kind of way. It is what it is, though. Shoot. Freedom of speech. And about this Hamilton thing, he needs to give it a rest. Like, seriously, give it a rest. They said what they had to say. They had a right. I mean, it was freedom of speech. Maybe it might not have been. Well, it was after the show. It wasn't no during the show. They got the speech after the show was all said and done. So it is what it is. He said what he had to say. Just move on. He's still badgering at it and badgering at it. So what? So Jesus. Mike Pence wasn't even upset or whatever you want to call about it. He took it on the chin and kept it moving. He took it like a true champ. Donald Trump. Oh my God. Him and that Twitter account. That Twitter account is going to be of his short-lived presidency. That man going to end up getting impeached boom with that Twitter account because he's going to say the wrong thing that he cannot delete. And after he gets into that presidency, it will not be no more deletes. Anything that he puts out on social media will be archived for years and years to come. So he better think twice about those little rants and raves he'd be going through. Because it don't make no sense for him to be going off the way he is. I mean, over to make it so bad, small stuff. But that's Donald Trump for you. I'm waiting to see exactly who he's going to pick for the rest of his cabinet. But I know one thing, I don't see diversity. Where's the diversity up in there? Everybody is all Caucasian. Nobody is of another race. Speaks volume, people. Speaks volume. It just doesn't make any sense. Well, I mean, and then we have all these bombings and killings that's going on. It's just a sad day in the world. It truly is. But but at the same time, you just have to keep the faith. You have to keep your faith. Because you got to keep going. You got to keep pushing on. You got to keep going. You know what I mean? It's a new day. It just got to keep moving. That's all. Got to keep moving. I know it's hard sometimes. You got to pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and keep moving forward. But please, people, just educate yourself. Educate yourself. Yeah. And that's definitely not joining the swamp. That's adding to the swamp. That man talking about something, we're going to drain the swamp. Nothing. You ain't drained no swamp. You didn't add it to it. The only thing you did was kick Christie behind out and made him look like a total fool, which you knew you was going to do because that was your son-in-law's. That was the man. Chris Christie was the man that put your son-in-law's father in the jailhouse. So that seemed like a plan. That was a straight setup. That didn't even smell right. That didn't even sound right to me. Because before he got Chris Christie in there, and you know what I mean, rallying behind him or whatever the case may be, he knew that was his son-in-law's, he knew his son-in-law didn't like him because he put his father in there. So you do mean to tell me that wasn't planned? Donald Trump loves to make a fool of people, okay? He don't want to be made a fool, but he loves to make a fool of other people. And that's exactly what he did to Chris Christie. He made him look like a big old fool. And that was crazy. Well, it's Thanksgiving time. Thanksgiving time is right around the corner, people. I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready to get my grub on. But I'm not cooking. Well, I'm cooking a small meal this year. Something small, just with me and my little one. That's it. Nothing major. And then I'm going to take my behind to somebody else's house. It's going to have tons of food to eat. I hope y'all have a great, great, great holiday. Because I know I am. But please, be safe. No drinking and driving. Got to be safe. No drinking and driving. Don't do that. If you want to be around to see it another day, don't do it. Got to play it safe. Got to play it safe. Please play it safe. And if y'all have any unique recipes, by all means, please email me. I'm open to all suggestions whatsoever. All suggestions. Right on and on. Update on Mia. She's doing fine. She's just trying to get herself together. She's in a treatment program out of state, and she's just trying to pretty much get herself on track. It's a work in progress, especially when you've been through so much trauma. But my whole thing is the state of Delaware, the DFS state of Delaware, or the Newcastle County Police, Wilmington Police, no one opened up an investigation into the beating of Mia and the rape of Mia. And I'm trying to understand, how in the world can a 14-year-old mentally challenged child be beaten, raped, sleeping apart, in the care of the state, and no one opens up an investigation? I've been talking about this for a very long time, and still no one's opened up an investigation. I've called the Civil Rights and Public Trust. The man called me. I haven't heard back from him. I've called and left that man three messages. I haven't heard back from him. I mean, I'm trying to keep up with all the calls that I have to do in regards to Mia's case. I mean, it's not easy. It's definitely not easy. It's hard work, but at the same time, hard work pays off. Always remember that. Hard work definitely pays off in the long run. So I'm just going to keep fighting, keep doing what I got to do. And definitely will get somewhere. So I will definitely keep you posted on Mia and her case and everything that's going on. Because, as I tell you, I appreciate all the listeners that's on the call, all the callers, and the ones online. I just go to the boards and see if, and that's another thing. Gilchrist, she did nothing for my daughter's case. I mean, when my daughter was missing and I was trying to get some assistance with trying to find her, I mean, I couldn't get in contact with Gilchrist at all. She was out busy. Come to find out, I had found out she had became a campaign manager for Lieutenant Brad Eby. Now, she became this campaign manager for Eby and straight up forgot about all her clients. How in the world could that be okay to do? She forgot about her clients because she definitely forgot about me. And not only me, Ms. Doe. And Ms. Doe is the one that referred me to Ms. Gilchrist. Now, you know, that's ridiculous for her to do what she did. I mean, she was a no-show at my court case, and then the judge, oh, my Lord Jesus, the judge had the nerve, the judge and the courthouse, all of them, in Sussex County Courthouse, they're all corrupt down there. Everyone in Sussex County Courthouse is corrupt because the judge has the nerve to put on the court, the clerks of the court, excuse me, had the nerve to put on a court paper that she participated by phone. You know, excuse me, the only reason she was on that phone is because the judge addressed me when we got in court after they said, "You all rise." And he looked over and seen I was missing. I mean, someone was missing because I was by myself with all those papers in front of me, all my books. So the judge asked me, where was my attorney? I told him I believe she's on her way. He was like, "Well, let's get Ms. Gilchrist on the phone now." That's when they got her on the phone because he wanted to find out what was going on. Because if that was the case, we was already at the end of the day. So it's either we're going to proceed with the case or move it to another date. Couldn't push it, couldn't hold on or nothing. Couldn't hold the case. So but that's the thing. What I just stated was not on the CD. Not on the disc that they gave me from the court. Now, the man states that all his recordings start and end with "You all rise." That man is a straight up liar, because that did not start with You All Rise. It started with Ms. Gilchrist on the phone. It jumped right into her conversation, and it scrapped everything that I said, everything that the judge said and I said. But the his Judge Millman's clerk of clerk, okay, yeah, Judge Millman's clerk, Ms. Collick, she stated that that was excluded, and they can exclude what they want from from the tape. How can that be legally possible? I mean, how can that be legal? How can that be right? That's not fair. How can you just take out information what you want to? That's withholding evidence right there. That's abuse of power. Now they all need to move. All of them. Because that's not helping. No, all they did was protect Ms. Gilchrist, because they knew that right there was against. I mean, that right there, what she did was wrong, point blank. Senators at the House of Senate, the ones we met with before Gilchrist's confirmation, they asked me to get the tape from the hearing. Went and got the tape, listened to the tape, wasn't on there. Like, whoa, what happened? They didn't think everything out. As I told you, gotta watch what's going on in your court cases or anything that you're doing within the state of Delaware or anywhere, period, because it's not just here that's corrupt. Like when I called the Department of Justice, they said the same thing. The whole world is corrupt. It's not just Delaware. I'm not the only one going through it, and I know I'm not the only one going through it. I'd be a fool to think I'm the only one going through it. Mm-mm. I'm just mad, and I'm proud of these people. I'm upset, and I'm proud of them just taking advantage of people and doing what they want to do. And it's hard to get some help out around here. It's truly, truly hard. Nobody wants to fight. Nobody wants to stand up for what's right and seen. And if you do find somebody who wants to fight and stand up for what's right, then that's a blessing. I'm telling you, that's a blessing, because most people, they don't want to say nothing. They don't want to do nothing. They just want to take it and keep it moving like it's okay. No, not I. Sorry. I have a mouth. God gave me a brain, and I'm going to use it to the best of my ability. And if I can help others in the process, then that's exactly what I'm going to do, because, I mean, that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to help one another. So if I can give you some information that you might not know of, then that's what I'm going to do. That's what I said. I'm going to give you informative information, let you know what's going on in Delaware. So that's what it is. Show is winding down, and I know I've been running off at the mouth, but I appreciate y'all listening. And please tune in same time, 6:30, each and every night. Y'all have a blessed one and enjoy your evening. Thank you.